Chazanish in Perek Aleph, Emuno, last week we described the amazing, started with his description of the amazing body that Rebbeinu Shlom created, and the way that he goes through the human body, like we mentioned, is by describing it first before putting a name to it. And when you describe something, you're able to appreciate it, because you have to really describe it, like we mentioned with the brain. Imagine trying to describe a brain, trying to describe a heart, what it does without giving it a name. It could take you hours to describe what it does. And if you just put a name to it, heart, a brain, so you don't really think about it. When you describe it, you could appreciate what it's all about. And he continues through the body. Says the Chazon Ish, last week he discussed the eyes. And he says, U'mabetan perek beis, Perak Aleph, Ois Beis. Ma'betzaim Timali Ayin Lirois. And what good is it if the eye is able to see? Very good that he's able to see, but what good is it if he can't move? So he can see everything, but he can't get there. And not only that, if he can't move, and he can't move those things. So he sees everything, and things have to be moved from place to place. He has to get those things. He can't move. And those things can't be moved. What good would it be? Therefore, some habore liboy leze. The Rebbeinu Shlom paid attention also to this aspect. And created for the human being two hands, one on the right side, one on the left side. And he split up the hands into a bunch of different joints. And every joint turns on its hinges, that it should be able to move around. It could even move around almost 360 degrees if you turn it this way and that way, to appreciate that you're, if anybody that owns an apartment or even is renting, after a little while, the hinge maybe falls off, the hinge gets creaky, starts squeaking, something, you have to oil it. With your joints, you don't even realize how many times you use your joints in every given day, the joints of your fingers, of the wrist, the arm, how much you move everything, and it doesn't complain, it doesn't squeak, it doesn't, just with ease. And the truth is that there's a lubricant that the body creates that the joints should be able to move easily. And when a person, chas v'chalila, has arthritis and other things, then his joints can't move. So then that's something which all of a sudden a person can start to appreciate what he had all those years, that all of a sudden he's lacking the oil or whatever it is that's needed, and the bones are scraping against each other, and it taka hurts. The Rebbeinu Shem created it that a person's hands, actually said, imagine if a person would have his hands would be webbed. He wouldn't be able to hold a pen, he wouldn't be able to, there would be nothing that he wanted to do, he'd be able to do. Truth is, that's what it says before. Nayach, maybe that's how it was. Because the Shbohu created it, no, that everybody has fingers, and you can move each finger by itself. There's so many things that you do with your hand. Appreciate what you do with your hand, how you move it, how you hold things, how you... person, Rahman son, doesn't have a hand. There's so many things that he can't do. And he says, V'yoyseh b'soifa, at the end of the hand, you put makleis mefutzolis chamish chamish b'chol yad, he put fingers, sticks, asher anachnu keren reisem etzbois, we call these sticks fingers, and they're exactly perfect, they're able to grasp something, they're able to move each one by itself. As a matter of fact, they fit exactly. The Rebbeinu Shlom created that the ear. The Gemara says, right? Gemara in Ksubas Daf Hei says that Loma Deima Etzbois LeYaseidos. How come a person's fingers are Deima to pegs? That way, if he hears Lashon Hara, he'll be able to stick his finger right inside of his ear. Works exactly. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a hole for the ear, exact same size as your finger. That you should be able to. It's not just for the Gashmius. It's maybe be Iker for the Ruchnius. You should be able to plug it up. You should be able to stick it inside. Oynitin behem koyach hamishu shlahavchim in kar lacham. Something truly amazing, if you begin to think about it. If you ever, sometimes they have it in a science museum, you can put your hand down onto a metal piece and you'll be able to feel different feelings of cold and hot and all different types of textures. But to appreciate how many thousands of nerves every person has in every centimeter of their finger, that they're able to feel all these things. You're able to feel, as soon as you touch something, you can tell exactly how hot it is. Be able to tell, maybe you can't put a number on, you can't put exactly how many degrees, but you know if it's a little bit hot, it's a lot hot, it's very hot, it's very, right, you know, it doesn't even take the 30s, it's quicker than the instant thermometer, which your brain processes it so fast that your hand will jerk back if it's something is so hot. If it's a little bit hot, then you leave it here. If it's not so hot, yatzeledes boy. What is yatzeledes boy? Your hand jerks back. That's what you'll be able to tell, and you're able to tell exactly what the texture is. You're able to tell if it's cold, if it's hot. You're able to tell if it's soft, if it's hard. You're able to tell whether or not it's wet, whether or not it's dry. All the different things that your fingers are able to tell, and it processes, your brain processes it in a millisecond, that all the different textures, all the, and it would be quite dangerous if a person wouldn't have that. Imagine he would put his finger into something which was hot, and he wouldn't be able to feel it. He would burn his hands. I know somebody that he types a lot, and I once mentioned to him that he should learn. There's two different ways of typing. There's one what they call hunt and peck. You look for each one, you move it with your finger, each individual finger, or you could use the shita vrit, which is that you don't have to look at all. You could put all your eight fingers down on the keys and type like that, and it's not five times faster. It's 20 times faster. I asked him, why doesn't he do that? He types so much. He should learn how to do it. He'll save himself so much time. He told me that when he was younger, he was a little boy, he took a bobby pin and he stuck it into an outlet once and he got a shock, and he can't feel on the top of his fingers so well, and therefore when he wants to type, he's not able to discern exactly where the key is, where if he doesn't actually bang down on it with his index finger, then it's harder for him to just appreciate what it is, appreciate exactly what you have on the tips of your fingers, because the Baruch Hu created it. You should be able to feel everything. You know exactly. A person wouldn't know if he's walking into water if he put his hand into water if he didn't. Imagine how dangerous it could be, or how much he's washing. He doesn't know if it's something hard, something soft. It would be crazy. Because the Baruch Hu worked it out that a person should be able to properly make it through his existence on this world, that he has so many nerves in all the areas. And the truth is that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't put the same amount of nerves in every place. And your hands have the most nerves. The fingertips have the most nerves out of the entire body. The back has much less. The bottom of the feet have much, much less, because that way when you're walking, you shouldn't feel every single solitary thing. It shouldn't bother you. It's to say that it just happened, that it happens to be nerves, and it happened to me that every single place can feel the exact amount of how much the body needs it. That's exactly how many nerves. That's how it just happened by itself. It's clear, as he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sam HaBari Libay Lazer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's creating it, he created the body in such a way that every single aspect of the body should have exactly what it needs to make it through the day and through his life. And what does a person gain if he already has been granted eyes to see and hands to feel? If he's not able to move, if he has to stand in the same place, sit in the same place the entire day, and he can't move around, so very good, he could touch and he could feel, but he can't get anywhere to touch anything. And he can't, and the fact that he could see everything, but he can't reach it. Rabbi Hashem created two legs that a person should be able to walk. A person doesn't appreciate what it is that he's able to walk. First of all, you see how long it takes a child to be able to learn how to walk, how much balance a person needs, how much his leg, how many pounds, could be even hundreds of pounds, that his legs are supporting on constantly, how many tens of thousands of miles a person walks in their life, how much, and his feet just go, and he doesn't even think about it, and exactly, they work in sync, and they hold up his body, and when he runs, and his toes move exactly how, and if he's walking, then they're in an arc, if he's running, then they flatten out, and exactly what he needs for the specific situation that he's in, to appreciate it. Till a person, Rahman al-Tlan, he's, unfortunately, very often, it's only after the fact that a person appreciates what they had the entire time. A person would really appreciate that he's able to walk, that he's able to. It's people that they, Rahman al-Tlan, they have a stroke or something like that. It could take them years if they're able to learn again. I have a neighbor that they had a stroke. This is going back 6 or 7 years ago. And they still walk with a limp. What happened? It's a part of the brain that the brain exactly didn't, can't send the exact signal to the leg. And therefore, they still, after 7 years, they still haven't, the body still hasn't been able to get back to how it was beforehand. And what does it help if a body has arms and legs and eyes? If he's just a dead body and there's no life to it. Very good. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a body that has arms and legs and has eyes and has ears and everything else and nose, but it can't move. It can't do anything. It's totally dead. says V'yipach ba'apay ruachayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom blew into a human being ruachayim, life. Komus soyde mitonu alu mechidaso. He says that this secret is hidden from us. It's a riddle which is beyond us. It's a total mystery. What is it? It's not something that you could see. It's not something that you could. Aval edem anachnu gam bnei adam gam bnei ish ki yeshna v'nimtzohi. Chaya v'kayomo v'nimtzohan v'nimtzohan v'kimonu v'kayomo. We can't put a finger on it. We can't describe it. We don't know what it is. Anu karen l'shem reis nefesh ruach neshama. Hakol behergish merach v'nei yodem mahi. We have like a distant feeling that there is something here. And we call it all types of names, nefesh, ruach, neshama. But what it really is, we have no idea. There's no, you can't see it, you can't feel it. But a person's body, what creates, what happens that a person is alive? What happens that a person dies? What happened exactly? What switch was turned off? Well, his body stopped, his heart stopped pumping. First of all, it could be that he's alive even if his heart stops for a second. It's lav dafka tali zebazeh. And why did his heart stop pumping? What is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. There's something there. There's a coroner, a famous coroner. He says that he did thousands of autopsies and he never found the soul. He never found the soul. Shkayach tipish. What do you think? You're going to just see it there with a name on top of it? Hi, I'm a soul. And obviously, that's a... But there's a lot of things that you can't see b'chlal and you know for sure that they exist. Gaz. Right, you can't see it, and you can't feel it, and you can't smell it. The regular gas that they have, they put in a smell, because it would be extremely dangerous if you wouldn't be able to smell the gas. It's like carbon monoxide. If a person can't smell it, they could die. It's just from, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't hear it, you can't feel it, but you know that it exists, and it's extremely dangerous. And it goes against all, and it rises, a lot of gases rise. They go connected, they defy gravity. There's something which is totally defies any laws of nature, and you know for sure that it exists, even though you can't see it. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish is describing. A person's life, a person's breathing, a person's ruach, nefesh, and neshama, you can't see it, you can't feel it, but you know 100% that it's there. V'amnam harbi memerhive ayin mepliye liv begufa ha'adam evar v'prokov lachasik esruach ha'chayim begufa geshem. He says there's tremendous amount of fascinating things in a wondrous and fascinating parts of the person's heart and body. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts together the physical and the spiritual. That's really what we say in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Vav. Unfortunately, we did not get to do it last month. That would be nice to. Asher Yotzar. He goes through the bracha. I think it's the only bracha in the entire of all the brachas that the Shulchan Aruch goes through to explain the entire bracha. And he says in Simin Vav, what it's mafli elasais, a few different pshatim mafli elasais, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer the ruach inside of a person's body. Two pshatim. Shomer the ruach inside of a person's body, even though there's a lot of holes. If you would have a bag that you blow up with air and then you put in a few holes, the air would never stay inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the ruach inside a person's body and there's plenty of holes, and nevertheless the ruach doesn't come out. The second thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ties the ruchnius to the gashmius. The reason why a person is alive, because he has a nefesh, ruach, and neshama. If a person stops eating, he needs to eat to sustain that. If a person stops eating, which is totally physical, then he loses his ruach also. He loses the ruchnius also. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu ties the two together, the ruchnius and the gashmius, it's fascinating. Toichnius habasar v'atomeis umerutas adam v'chol orkav v'mahavenis achayim. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the anatomy of the body, the muscles and the bones, and the bloodstream, there's like 100,000 kilometers of blood cells in a person's body. It's 100,000 kilometers. We don't really, 100,000 kilometers is a long, twice around the world. It's like, it's probably much more than that. But it's a tremendous amount in every person's body. And every time that a person's heart beats, it sends blood throughout the person's entire body. There's a famous story with the Rav Shach. Once was by a cardiologist. And he asked the cardiologist, "Do you have a car?" So he says, "Yeah, I have a car." So he says, "Is it the fanciest car that they have?" So he says, "No, they're always making new models." He says, "But you always had this car?" "No, I also had a different model, and then I updated it." He says, "But now that you have the newer model, you're going to keep this model?" He says, "No, another 2 years, they'll outdate this one, and they'll make a new model. Power windows, power doors, all the things that you don't even have. Now they don't even have door handles anymore. You just put your finger on, and they're able to..." It's also tremendous. Did you ever see fingerprints? There's more than 8 billion fingerprints, right, in the world. No one has the same fingerprint. Did you ever think about that? No one has the same fingerprint. It's tremendous. And you have 10 fingers. 8 billion people in the world. No one has the same ones. No one has the same ones. But that's how you're able to open up cars now. I don't know if you've already seen it. The newer cars, you could just open up with your fingerprint. You could just put it on the wall. There's no handle saw. Stick on the finger. Yeah, kiyodua. Of course. And that's how it is. And what's going to be in another 2 years? There'll be something else. So he asked this cardiologist. He says, if you had to make a human heart, how would you make it? How would you make it? Now that it was created 5,000 years ago, how would you update it after the years? He says, I would make it exactly the same way that it's made. That's exactly what I would do. It's perfect. It's perfect exactly how it contracts and how it, every time that it pumps, every time that it contracts and it pumps blood through the entire body in a millisecond. But even after a person is created, he needs to be sustained. And to be able to sustain himself, he needs to eat food. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a tremendous amount of food. And all the food that a person eats really sustains a person. It's amazing that a person can eat all these types of food. What he puts in his body, he puts in, you know, 3 pieces of schnitzel soaked in oil, and it oils his joints, and everything gets, all his cells, the entire millions and billions of cells in his body, each one gets exactly the food that it's supposed to get from this, it's kriach that it gets from the food. It's not to be believed. And every animal gets it. You ever find a machine that you could feed, put grass into the machine, and out comes milk? We brandished them and created them all over the place. We call them cows. But it's tremendous. You feed grass, which is just there for taking, and out comes milk. And we do that to our body. We feed our body all types of grasses and all types of foods, and then we're able to perform it, and we're able to perform in the way that we're supposed to. And it's amazing to see how the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Chavis Lavavis speaks this out. How Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, exactly the things that we need, the body needs the most, is the most abundance. Air, water, these things, wheat, that's the most abundance. Things that we don't need so much, like precious gems and other types of things, then in the Hanami, they're very, very rare because they're not necessities, b'chlal. Sugar cane, I think, is the biggest crop out of anything, so Kinnir is one of, as we're about to see, Be'ezor Hashem. Every single thing that grows from the ground, and every single herb, and every single plant has tremendous koichos, to make a person, it has medicinal properties, to be able to cause a person to be able to live. And we've been zeiche to be able to, throughout the generations, be able to learn the secrets of all the different herbs, not even. But there's all types of different herbs and all types of different plants that have tremendous koichos for a person, for eating, for medicinal. And not only that, like the Gemara tells, there's a special type of plant that was used in the Beis HaMikdash called Mala Ashran that helps the smoke go straight up. There's all types of herbs that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into the secrets, and the more we learn, the more we know, and the more we can appreciate the Bar Yilam's world.